Mad Dog is still with us. Glockenspiel has given him a severe warning, and he has been ordered to write a letter of apology to Gecko's parents. 0845. Had our first history lesson with Mr. Crispo. He's wickedly old. Simon reckons he may be 90. He told us he fought in North Africa during the Second World War. This term, we are studying the Anglo-Zulu Wars of 1878 to 79. But instead, Crispo showed us an old Second World War video on Dunkirk. Halfway through, he blew his nose like a foghorn and then shook his head and muttered something to himself. At the end of the video, he switched off the television and let us go 5 minutes early. From where I was sitting, I could see his eyes were full of tears. 14:30. Cricket trials. Although I was the best cricketer at my primary school, not that difficult considering most of the school was girls, I felt very nervous about my first go at high school cricket. The under-14 cricket coach is the Gov, much to my delight. He stalked around with his pipe and a shooting stick, making crazy comments like, "Greenstein, that forward defensive is about as porous as a horse draws." Simon is an excellent cricketer, and he smashed my first leg spin delivery out of the nets and onto a nearby field. To my horror, I realised that the ball had come to rest in the middle of the first team practice session. The cricket gods all stopped and glared at me as I picked up my ball. I just about managed to squeak out an apology and then tore back to the nets. Mad Dog is a fearsome bowler, fast and wild. He nearly killed Vern with a vicious bouncing delivery that reared up at my terrified cubicle mate. Rambo charges in to bowl with real aggression and savagery, but lets the ball go rather slowly. The Gov told him he should take the fridge off his back, which made us all laugh. Rambo glared at me, and my laughter fizzled out instantly. This school is turning me into a coward. At the end of the practice, the Gov told us we were the crappiest bunch of cricketers he'd seen in years. The first match is at the weekend, and the side will be announced on Friday. Crossing fingers. 18:30. Prep. 2-hour nightly homework session. Was interrupted by Fatty's farting, which led to a complete classroom evacuation. Fatty pleaded that the beef stroganoff was off, and the terrible smell was not his fault. Bert was so livid that he ordered Fatty to shut up and then beat him savagely on the fingers with a blackboard duster. This form of torture is called finger tongs. Mad Dog handed me a first draft of his apology letter to Gecko's parents. He reckons that because I won the scholarship, I was the ideal person to check his effort. Here follows the original. "Dear Mr. and Mrs. Gecko, I am sorry about what happened to your son Gecko. I broke his arm by mistake with a wicked crash tackle. It's not my fault Gecko is built like a twig, but I'm sorry for mongreling his twig, his arm. Sincerely, Mad Dog." 21:15. I rejected Mad Dog's first draft and we composed a new draft together. Mad Dog held the torch, I did the composing. "Dear Mr. and Mrs. Barker, I wanted to take this opportunity to profusely apologize for accidentally breaking your son's arm. However, in spite of the damage and pain that our friend Henry has gone through, I am still convinced that I saved him from further and possibly life-threatening injuries. It is my belief that Henry panicked in possession of the rugby ball and sprinted toward the pool in a blind panic. I brought him down meters short of deadly danger, unfortunately causing him some pain in the process. Once again, I apologize. Yours sincerely, Charlie Hooper. P.S. If Henry is there, tell him to get back quick. School just isn't the same without him." Mad Dog was wickedly impressed with the new version. He especially liked the pool bit and how it sounded like he'd saved Gecko's life. He wasn't sure about the P.S. because it's common knowledge that Gecko's in the sanatorium and not at home. I told Mad Dog that this was a perfect example of emotional blackmail. He seemed blown away with this and has vowed to call me Brains from now on. To repay the debt, he invited me on a pigeon hunt at 0500. When I declined, he looked dangerous, so I told him that I loved eating pigeons, but that I'm getting a sore throat. On his way to bed, Mad Dog poured a glass of water over Vern's sheet and then woke up the dormitory, who all sneered and mocked poor Vern while he changed his bedding again. I remained silent and then felt guilty for hours for being a coward and not standing up for my cubicle mate.